yo, yo. What up, what up? Good morning, good morning. GMG. Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Four. Like, Amanda always goes like, happy morning. It's so funny. He's always like, I know it's that. I like that. My brother in four. Another day, another dollar. I got my co-host in the house, OSF Mando. How you guys doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm feeling fucking fantastic, bro. I'm tired, but fantastic. How you doing, Mando?
Great.
Mando money bags. This is too funny. There's so much stuff going on at the same time. Oh my god. I'm dying. Oh my god. Anyways, guys, what a time to be alive. Every single day it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. I'm not gonna lie, my sleep schedule is getting worse and worse and worse as we're approaching bigger, higher prices across the board on all chains and all coins. It's getting a little crazy over here. But anyways, right, to down the show today. We are live on video, of course. I'm gonna post the link in a second. I'll post that for our episode 79 already. Wow, we're really cooking out there. I don't know if you guys saw, we're big TikTokers now, boys. Big TikTokers now. Did you guys see that? We hit our bigger numbers there. We're getting there. We're infiltrating the normies. How do you guys feel about that? Mando's going to become like a TikTok celebrity.
That's always been my dream. I thought TikTok just got banned.
Where?
Brother. In the US, right?
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
It's going to have to be forsold in the US.
Really? It happened? I didn't realize that. I didn't know it passed. They've been talking about this for years, so I didn't really pay attention to that. What does that mean for my bags?
You tell me. I didn't know we were on TikTok, but now apparently we're, you know, against the U.S. Constitution. Who knows?
Oh well. Well, look. It does that mean that SHIB is not going to a dollar?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh well. Anyways, there's going to be many more people to max bid. This is where maybe like the Euroports could take over, right? Like, there's not going to be TikTok in the US. Maybe we, like, you know, we're going to have TikTok in Europe and etc. I love Noel. Noel goes, the Canadian mind cannot comprehend. I know, right? Like, I'm just like, hey, for once, I'm not on that side of history as a Canadian. You know, usually we're the people banning stuff, banning the news, etc. You know what's funny, guys? The news is completely banned here, like on Google and Instagram and stuff. So I can't consume like news, which is, I mean, not like I do anyways. But crypto news doesn't pass the filter. Like, it goes through the filter. So Decrypt, CoinDesk, Blockworks, like all the crypto media doesn't get banned on social platforms here. But mainstream media does. So like, if you go on CNN, for example, from on Instagram from your account here, it doesn't work. What's up? What's up, baby? What's up? She wants to do the market report. Let her cook. Let her cook. She wants to do the market report.
I'm going to have to go in a minute.
Okay. Is that what's happening? Look, so that's what I'm talking about for those who don't believe me here. People in Canada cannot see this content. So that goes for all the media, but it doesn't go for our kind of media. So bullish on that. Anyway, so down the show today, what does Sims have cooking for us today? Daily market report, you know, Bitcoin, ETH, Solana. I mean, memes going absolutely insane. You had the ETH Den Kun upgrade yesterday. Let's talk about that. I saw base fees like going to pretty much near zero now. So I'm curious to talk to you guys about this narrative and what's going on that front. Solana, I mean, mama. It's almost like everybody been saying it. The easiest trade in the history of trades here. Solana hitting highs of, I don't know how much. Mando will probably, or Ovi will talk about it in a minute, but 170 something. You absolutely love to see it. You know, you have Franklin Templeton. Now, you must find that crazy, Ovi, because I saw you tweet about Franklin Templeton, how crazy it is that they had laser eyes back then. They released a meme coin paper. Kofi's reaction. He's like, what? So that's going on. And, you know, meme coins are really just taking over completely everything. Top 39 trending on Deckscreener are all Solana coins. So this is going absolutely insane. You have this like Doge video yesterday, but apparently like that's an old video, whatnot, but still like that went crazy. You have Andrew Kang talking about launching a macro strategy of Dogecoin. This shit is starting to get very silly, very, very fast. And you absolutely love to see a whiff that, you know, the Sphere is good. It's going to go live. And you have whiff hitting new highs all the time. You absolutely love to see it. My boy Ovi absolutely printing money out of thin air. You have the Magic Eden Diamonds that went live. And then last but not least, we will be joined by Thomas Skadia and Gunjan Mehta of Lore.xyz, today's show partners. But anyways, without further ado, why don't we get straight into it? Because there is a lot to talk about on the market side.
Daily Market Report, brought to you by Rug Radio. Joseph, what's the word?
Hey guys, so macro, there isn't really much to say, but there's a big move higher in interest rates, actually. It looks like 10 years is another 8 basis points higher today. So I don't know if I missed some macro data that's come out today or not, but definitely a big move higher.
PPI came out.
PPI, yeah. I guess PPI probably came in higher than expectations.
I don't know. I haven't been seeing, but I know it was just about to come out.
Let me see. I haven't.
Let's find
PPI,
out.
PPI came in. Oh wow, came in at 1.6% versus expectations of 1.1%. So that's a very big, big beat, if you like a big number higher.
My usual question, Ovi: rich or poor?
PPI is the producer price index, so it tells you the inflation from, I guess, like the cost side of things rather than CPI, which is the consumer price index. So that's a big, honestly, that's quite a big beat. 1.6% versus 1.1% is a big differential. So that's why you're seeing interest rates move a decent amount higher. Equities look like they're unchanged on the day. Doesn't seem like equities seem to want to move based on inflation or payrolls or any economic data right now. It's all just about tech stocks. But that's definitely something to bear in mind as we have the FOMC next week as well. So that's something to keep in mind. Crypto, you know, we had another big inflow day yesterday. We had, I think, a $680 million net inflow into Bitcoin ETFs yesterday. So that's probably in the top five highest inflow days we've had since inception. I think we saw Bitcoin go to as high as 73.5K, maybe even close to 74. We're back down to like 71.8 now. Probably, I haven't checked funding today, but probably just to clear out in leverage, I'm guessing again. ETH, sell the news on the Denken upgrade. That's been struggling. Solana's been doing very well. Obviously, Solana is rallying both against Bitcoin and ETH once again today. I mean, that Sol ETH ratio has moved up something like 20 or 30% now, I think, in the space of 2 weeks. So it's been a big move in Sol that keeps going. And obviously, you know, like we've had the music and meme coins isn't really stopping. We saw Pepe go to north of a $4 billion market cap yesterday. Whiff is north of a $3 billion market cap now. You've seen some of the mid-tier stuff like Mog move 50-60% to breach $500 million market caps. And as a result, all the low market cap stuff on Solana, there's a ton of activity there and a ton of stuff just instantly doing like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50Xs over the space of a few days, if not even a few hours in some cases. So it's been... this meme coin music is really doesn't seem to be stopping. I think it's something that probably continues. It's just become like a more of a sustained speculation market in the absence of that big NFT activity we used to have in ETH NFTs. I know ordinals are still active, but even ordinals are down in price. All NFTs are actually lower in price at the moment, and it feels like that money is going into meme coins right now because that's where the money is being made. So I don't know when that stops. You know, usually have these little mini meme coin seasons and it dies for a bit and then it comes back again. But this feels like it's sustained because you're starting to see the big ones like Pepe and Whiff hit multi-billion dollar market caps. And I think that money goes somewhere, which is just usually in lower market cap means.
That's, I mean, it's, let's talk about, guys, let's talk about Pepe for a second. Like, motherfuckers thought we were crazy. Like, when we were saying that in a bull market, this could be a $5 billion coin. it doesn't look so crazy anymore at $4 billion. I mean, this is wild. This is just, look at this. Look at this thing. $4 billion. It hit, what is it? Did it hit like 4.2, 4.3 or something yesterday? Which is absolutely, I mean, at this stage, you ask yourself, how high can this go? I don't know. It's just insane to see this happen, especially when last NFT NYC is when like it started popping. Remember, it was during NFT NYC last year. Like everybody saw it and like a lot of people just skipped. And then like things are just crazy a year later. Like NFT NYC is coming close, right? It's the first week of April and it's things at $4 billion a year later.
Yeah, it's wild. These are crazy numbers. But, you know, like we talk about how last cycle Doge hit, I think, was it 80 billion?
Yeah.
SHIB hit 40 or 50.
Oh,
and this cycle, the difference between last cycle and this cycle is that was kind of like a new phenomenon. And this cycle, people are now more used to those numbers and there's more capital that's willing to gamble. And they've set those upper bounds for, you know, for current meme coins to go there and attack. And people, it sounds very basic and whatever, it just sounds very basic to say it, but people are literally sitting there thinking, oh, if Doge hit $80 billion and Pepe can hit $80 billion, and if enough people think that, then it can happen. So I don't know, like it's tough, like it's just really tough for meme coins because you can't justify it to anyone as a real investment. And if it goes to zero, you're just gonna be like, fuck, at the end of the day, I just have my money in some fucking animal ERC-20 token or SBL token. And I've just burnt it all, but people are making a ton of money out there. I think it's just important to recognize it is definitely up there on the gambling scale, but you know, sometimes you can make a good bet with good odds. It doesn't mean it's going to have the right outcome that you desire, but you can have some good odds at it. And so far that's what we're seeing, I think.
Yeah, no, this is great. I mean, Solana hitting a market cap high, right? Of 75 billion dollars, I believe that's where it's sitting at, which is, wow, this is crazy. 74 now, but it went all the way up to 75 billion. Mando, that $100 billion market cap getting closer, huh?
In Solana? Yeah. Solana's had a decent move. I think it was, as we just said, like people were positioned in probably in ETH into this upgrade, Solana's the thing that's really moved. I mean, this has definitely reduced fees on the L2s. I think something like Optimism is costing like unbelievably low amounts to use. Same with Arbitrum and a few of the other coins. Very, very cheap to use now. So maybe we do see like over the medium term, this is bullish for ETH. But over the short term, this seems to have been a buy the rumors and then sell the news. And people have rotated into Solana on the back of it. I think it, broadly, crypto still feels decent. Like the numbers coming into the Bitcoin ETF are just kind of wild on a daily basis. But I can imagine that PPI figure could spook the market a little bit here. Like that's quite a big beat. And on top of a CPI beat, it's probably not enough to cause any significant damage, but it is probably enough to cause people to take a pause, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. You got Jesse Pollack posting, after 2 years of hard work, blobs are now live on Base. Before it was 31 cents a transaction, after pretty much zero, right? Like 0.0005. And so it's pretty good to see. To me, I think obviously this is super bullish, like Solana and everything going on that front, because it's kind of like where the attention is with this. It's like the thesis is validated on that front, but I would definitely not sleep on like what's happening on Base. I was writing about this yesterday, but like Base is like a lot of narratives right now. Base is like dominating SocialFi as we know it at the moment with Farcaster and Frentech. Not dominating, but there's nothing much else, right? It's really just Farcaster and we'll see what Frentech does. V2. So they got the SocialFi narrative and they've got a lot of cool stuff going on there, especially now that the fees are low and they've got that Coinbase push and everything. We always say like, oh, like we want this to get listed on Coinbase, blah, blah. Like Coinbase is the one running like the retail and stuff, but they own Base. You know what I mean? Like it's their product. So I think this could be, I don't know how do you guys feel about that? Like this could, I think like a lot of people may be like, I don't know, not paying attention enough to, I know there's a lot of attention. There's only so much attention you can pay to different things, but Base seems like this narrative that could seriously pick up with more people coming into the space. Chris, your thoughts on that?
on base?
Like, yeah, like the narrative, like base picking up over the bull market. Like this could be something really big, man. Like with the fees now being like really, really low, because there was times where base fees were quite high, right?
Yeah, I think if there's an easy way to get onto base from Coinbase wallet, from the Coinbase X, then yeah, I don't know if those railroads are built or what that should look like and how that UX should look like, but it needs to have that for it to take off. But otherwise, you know, base to me is just like any other L2, and it's a bit of a pain for a normal person to,
yeah,
yes, like the fees are lower, but to access it, you have to like have an ETH wallet on MetaMask, then you have to like bridge, and then there are just too many steps, whereas with Solana, it's just there and it's already cheap. So, you know, if there's a seamless way to interact with base from using Coinbase on your phone, then absolutely, I think so. And maybe there will be at some point in time, you know, this is still very early days in all this tech, but yeah, just that, you know, while L2s solve a lot of the problems for ETH, it doesn't really help for retail onboarding, and maybe it doesn't have to. Like maybe the application for that ends up being DeFi, ends up being other institutional level stuff that we don't need easy access to for retail. But you know, retail is what drives this market at the moment and what drives prices, and I think that's what you're seeing on Solana.
Yeah, it's wild. And Mando, you sent something this morning about Solana and its traffic. I'm trying to find the link again. I think you sent a tweet this morning about the amount of volume right now happening on Solana versus what's going on Ethereum here. Like what's your read on that?
Yeah, so at the moment Solana is doing about three times the amount of volume happening on ETH L1.
Fuck.
So that doesn't include L2, which is where a lot of the DeFi stuff is, but it's a lot more than on the ETH L1. You can feel that in the meme coins. You can feel that in a lot of DeFi. Like most DeFi stuff is on L2s now. But yeah, it's just the way that different. I mean, we keep on talking about this every single day. Like it just felt as though that story was only getting stronger in terms of Solana being used. Like with this meme coin season happening at the moment, like everyone's on Solana. The users is unbelievably high right now, and it kind of been sitting in the doldrums, waiting for this FTX piece to clear. And then as soon as that seems to be maybe cleared, we don't know final yet, but it's just kind of zoomed. And I think that wasn't really a fair reflection of what was going on in the market on a daily basis. So that seems to have been the biggest mover. And I think it makes total sense. And then ETH, obviously, like we've spoken about the fact that the ETF is now the big narrative for ETH.
What's Polymarket saying?
It still like doesn't really know. So maybe that does. I know OSF is more bullish about this. I agree. Like they could always turn around. I think for the SEC to deny this, they're going to have to come up with something new. They may just like deny, but essentially just delay it. I think that's what a lot of people are saying. It's like, well, yeah, they'll deny it, but then like they're just going to go to court, and then we're probably here in a year's time, and it gets issued under the new a new government. But I think that could happen. It could be denied, but with like a very weak case, basically. And I think that's not terribly bearish. Like maybe the way that it's denied is important here. So
interesting.
Let's wait and see. Or it may even get accepted because they just don't think they can win in court.
Maybe they'll just be like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm actually really curious to see where we stand on the Coinbase case. We haven't heard about that in a long time. An update from Paul Gravel on where they stand. Because we have like, there's three exchanges like heavily funding lawyers against CCC right now, right? We have Binance and CZ personally, right? Because both of them. You have Coinbase, which is like already been smacking, you know, the SEC around in New York. In Kraken's case, I think it's in California, but or somewhere else. I'm not too sure, but there's the three of them, right? So, and we know for a fact that all three of them are fighting them, like really, like full force. So, there's that overhang too, right? Really curious to see what happens then, because the New York
Coinbase case, it didn't get initially thrown out, so it's still, but they did get. The Coinbase did look stronger in like the initial arguments there.
Yeah.
So I don't know when we're going to hear about that. There's been a lot of rumors that they've kind of already won some quasi-legal battles. That's what happened with like the Uniswap swap fee recently. I think that that could be another bullish moment for the market. I don't know. Like it feels as though the SEC, I can imagine them playing for time with this with the election coming up. I can imagine them doing that.
Yeah, it's gonna get interesting and very fun this year. If it's not, you know, fun enough already as it is. Anyway, so there's that going on, and a lot of stuff on the macro side, the market side. Look, majors are majors; they're gonna run. But right now, all the attention is in one place, in one place only. It's meme coins, and starting with Franklin Templeton. So Franklin Templeton, the digital assets arm, drops a meme coin paper, states that meme coins have strong relationship with their native networks, then name drops Solana coin based coin Bonk. I mean, how crazy is this that you have, you know, Franklin Templeton, which is their big asset manager, right? Like really, really like top 10, I think, right? We talked about this multiple times, right? I think it's one of the biggest ones in the United States, dropping a meme coin paper called The Value Between Meme Coins and Their Native Networks. It's just so good. So for anyone who doesn't understand meme coins, or like if your parents are asking about it, I guess maybe you can send them that and see what's going on, you know, on that front. And so meme coins are derived from the internet memes and have no inherent value utility. The price performance is akin to meme going viral on the internet, and they're just explaining that it's just pretty wild that they're writing something about this. I mean, Ovi, I think let me fix something with my audio quick. I'm gonna toss this to you. And let me just fix something real quick. Like, how do you feel about Franklin Templeton just like full on writing papers about memes right now?
I just think it's very clear and apparent now, to follow on from what I said earlier, that this is now a fully fledged market that isn't going away. And so you just can't really ignore these numbers. You can't really ignore when multiple things are going up thousands of percent and hitting multi-billion dollar market caps, which are more than most like cash flow generating company, many cash flow generating companies out there in the world that have been around for decades. So it's just become too big a thing to really ignore. And it's not like last time where you just had Doge and then a few other things did it as well. Like, you know, you have just multiple things coming out, hitting big, big numbers. So there needs to be some analysis of the market. I get it. Like, we're all left curving it. There isn't really analysis to be done. And there isn't really analysis to be done, really. It's just like fucking buy the shit that's funny or relatable, and that's what goes up. But, you know, there are some dynamics at play here, which is where this wealth has come from, who the buyers are, historical market caps and how that compares to where things are now, perhaps relative value of memes versus, you know, majors and all that kind of stuff. Like, there are numbers that you can observe there. And I think people will just, the funniest thing about all of this is TradFi are going to be looking at this thinking, shit, how do we make money on it? And they're going to just mid-curve the fuck out of this and just not understand it and not know what to do. Like, let's say Franklin wants to get in the game, the best thing for them to do is literally go out there and hire like a 21-year-old meme coin, you know, degen, rather than trying to spend resources and efforts understanding this market. I think that's honestly the funniest thing about all of this.
It's hilarious. Is my volume inputs fixed now? Are we good? Like, is it? It's not coming out loud, right?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. You sound okay.
Are you sure it's not your volume knob? It's too loud.
I don't know. I had my volume down. I was like, that's wow. So like, crazy.
Yeah. Mando was like, dude, you're sounding really loud today. I'm like, dude, I actually lowered my inputs this morning. That's right. Anyways, shit happens. We're here for the tech. Let's go. Free Mando, free Farouk, free Ovi. All right. So, where are we at? So we have Franklin Templeton doing all this. And then we have Ansem, you know, shout out to Ansem, you know, because he kind of led that. And then Phantom came on the back of this. I love what Phantom did with like their wallet integration. There was 100K left. They fucking pushed it through. They took us home, you know, and like the whiff is going to be on the sphere. What do you guys think this does? Like, I know a lot of people love to call top signals on things like that. I think this only starts like the beginning of the biggest like meme coin marketing event ever. Like, remember last run? It was like New York Times Square. Every day was a new coin. Like on buses, on this, on that. Like, probably we're gonna see more meme coins get to Sphere. What do you guys think? Do you guys think more coins are gonna go after the Sphere after this? 750K is not much to raise.
I think it's not that easy to do. Like, you know, on the face of it, it looks like, hey, just some random people raise 650K and they're gonna go and do it. There's actually been a whole plan behind this, I think, and a lot of people have been working on it. You can't just, it's not like someone with 650K can go and just do it, right? And I think there are probably some restrictions on crypto marketing in the US as well, and what they would allow and not allow. But I think, you know, there's a team behind this who's been working on this to get it done in a way that I think will work. So it's not that easy, I think, to pull it off. I think everyone's like, oh, every meme coin will just do this now. I really don't think it's that easy to do and pull this off. And you have to be a meme coin that is a multi-billion dollar market cap, because, you know, who else is going to, you know, want to donate to this thing? But, you know, there are plenty of whales out there in different coins and stuff. And there's a reason why they haven't gone there and done this, because I think it's not that straightforward. But I think these guys have been pretty switched on about how they're doing it.
Very. And then, so the other thing I've been meme coin. So this Elon video that surfaced last night, like, was that an old video?
No, he's in Berlin. It's a video that he did.
Because I posted it, and then I saw a tweet by Ansem as well saying, like, yo, this video is not real. And I'm saying, no, it's real. Like, I was so confused. And so I was watching it live. Doge went to like 19.2 and then immediately started selling off. So at midnight, I was about to go to bed. Literally 11:59 p.m. I was ready to go to bed. And this happened. And I went, obviously, I'm long. So I started going you know how I get. So I couldn't sleep for an hour. And then this thing went back down. But this Elon video, I mean, it was great. And let me just play it here for everybody, because I thought it was such a good one. Let me get to the end of it, mostly.
Working the line, some people who are just, you know, they're working the line, not rich people or anything. And they said, can you please support Doge? And then also, I was at SpaceX and also just, you know, working the factory, and some regular guys just said, hey, can you support Doge? And I was like, you know what? Doge is the people's crypto, so I will support it. Because lots of rich people were supporting Bitcoin, but I was like, but the people on the line want me to support Doge, I'll support Doge. So Doge is for you.
Let's go. You love to see that. Doge, the people's crypto. He says that enough rich people are supporting Bitcoin, so he has to support Doge, because the people that work for him and the people in lines at events to meet him, talk to him about Doge. I mean, boys, Doge on the back of that, of course, went crazy. And then, you know, this has become one of my favorite follows. I turned my notifications on from Andrew Kang, at the beginning of this bull market. And I'm not going to lie, few people managed to make me more bullish than I can make myself bullish, because it's really weird. You know what I mean? Amanda, you know how I get, right? I'm terrible bullish on shit. This guy just makes me even more bullish than I make myself bullish. So he goes, I'm interested in launching the micro strategy for Dogecoin. There needs to be a vehicle in public equity markets for memes. If you have a passion for memes, corporate finance, experience, and sailor like a crackhead energy, please reach out. I mean, Mando Moneybags. my brother in Doge. You know, how do we feel about Dogecoin here?
I think we had a big run on Bitcoin and ETH and Solana, and then Doge had a bit of a run, 10 days ago now? And then it's kind of done nothing since then, even though meme coin season is taking off right now. I think it could have a good run here. I would be very, very unsurprised if Doge has a very big run again, this weekend, for example. Just because of the way that it's feeling, which is just WIF just hit 3.5, Pepe just hit an all-time high. These have done 2x even in that last week. So yeah, I get the feeling that maybe becomes the, and I also think Sol does very well. So I like those two here out of the top 10 coins. I think those two will probably run the strongest here. It's difficult to say, though, because it feels as though when those two run, the rest of the market sometimes doesn't trade that well. Over the last 24 hours, the only two coins which are higher are basically Sol and Doge, and everything else is lower. I think when ETH is having a bit of a tough time, right? over the last 2 days, not over the last month or so. So a lot of the EVM coins are going lower, but I wonder what happens if Solana and Dogecoin are the two runners. Like, I don't know if that's like super bullish everything. I think it could be like, oh yeah, those two are running and everything else is falling low. I think some of the Solana meme coins could maybe run, but we could also be in, just because of the sheer number of volume, but we could also be in a world where, if you remember last week when Doge and SHIB ran, the rest of the market didn't. And a lot of the other meme coins didn't run. In fact, some of them were even lower. Only after they stopped running did everything else start exploding again. So I'm just aware that we could be set up for something like that, because it does feel like Dogecoin sentiment is growing pretty hard again. And you have all the people who are pumping all the different meme coins, and Dogecoin, again, is such an easy thing for people to get on board with from a meme perspective. So yeah. I would be unsurprised about that. Yeah, I think that if I were to play two of the top 10 coins right now, it would be Solana and Doge.
Yeah. It's great. I love that. I think it's just like it's a muscle memory play. Like, what do people think about first when they come back from 2 years of not caring about crypto? Is probably Dogecoin. So it's pretty cool. Oh wow, look at that. I didn't know this from this morning. Carlo just tweeted me on this something. Eleanor Terrett, a UK judge has ruled that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's quite a big lawsuit, actually. That's been going on for many years.
So. Been going on forever. So I just saw that. I just saw also your tweet, Ovi. It just went live like 2 minutes ago about Franklin Templeton, the articles, and it's just like, again, like Dogecoin is it's kind of like the face of meme coins, right? Like, love my Pepe, love Whiff, obviously like Maxi on both of those and everything going on, and obviously love that our Mog, our little tiger coin, got listed on Crypto.com and went live this morning. Absolutely love to see that. Like, on the ETH side, like left curve ETH, it's really just like Mog is just like doing crazy numbers, and I just love to see that. Personally speaking, of course, like been handbags on that front, but led by Pepe, right? Pepe keep going up is just like helping us a lot on that front. And then also, you know, while we're at it, on the left curve part of the segment, Dark Farms yesterday, wow, did they get a Mexi and a Poloniex listing during the show right now? This is crazy. But we have, wow, okay, Dark Farms 2 days ago posted, here's a pre-sale book of memes. I'm running this thing. It's going to be this art thing, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And obviously a lot of people ended up sending money, including myself and a lot of the homies, which I love, a lot of our teams and everything. I love that. So that was the tweet. And that was public for everybody to have access to over 24 hours. Everybody who sent is up a ton. And right now it looks like it's starting to get listed everywhere. But that was the big thing this morning, right? Opened up at $92.5 million market cap, boys. Are we so back or what?
This is crazy. I haven't seen a coin like that do 100x, particularly a pre-sale, right? Pre-sale coins generally don't do as well. So yeah, absolutely insane. It just tells you how crazy some of these coins are. Like me, Ovi, Farouk, know this because we were in the shitcoin trenches for a long time. Like for Mog even to get to like 10, 20 million was like a huge deal, right? When it got to 20 million, it was like, oh my God. And then it got to 30, it was a huge, huge deal. Coins are just running up to 100 million now in a day. It's like, I haven't seen this in the whole time that I've been trading this space. Normally it's like, if you can get it up to that sort of level, it's wild. But now things are just launching there and just going higher. Like even those Politify memes, you know, like fucking Bowden and Tremp and all the Dolan comic star memes, they just did like a 4x yesterday. It is literally wild this season on Solana. Like every single day a coin is running to 50 million plus, sometimes even 100 million plus every day.
Every single day. Like every single day, there is something new running. And it's just insane to watch. I've just, personally speaking, like I've been, I've been DJing a little bit for fun and it's been great. And you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there for people. So I think it's pretty cool. Dex Screener's running, you know, there's Solana meme coins, you know, every other second. And it is just a casino. It's the Sky Casino. We've been talking about it forever. It's the best casino in the world. You know, who needs roulette and all that good stuff when you can just hit the Solana blockchain?
It to put it into like NFT terminology, like this is like a $10,000 collection launching every day or two, and they're running to 10 grand a pop. So like they're running to, what would that be, 2.5 ETH right now. Like it's like that. It feels like that sort of season. You know, it feels very much like NFT season, where a new mint just immediately goes to 2.5 ETH and everyone's just made $10,000. That's kind of what's been going on at the moment. So that's where a lot of the money's going. And quite frankly, that's why the NFT market isn't trading as well, because that's just not happening on NFTs right now.
Can I mean, we can go over NFTs quickly, but not to be like obviously like the ordinals, and I want to talk about this more another time because it's going to take a while. Runes are starting to go live. I don't know if you guys saw the Xverse news this morning. And I if you're listening to this space right now or watching live on video, don't sleep on runes. Like a dead ass, like I'm not going to lie, like I'm just saying it here. Obviously got my RSICs. I talked openly about splitting my puppets into different wallets, gambling on the fact that like speculating on the fact that perhaps like I'm going to get more pups airdrops based on how many puppets I own and everything. But Xverse announced this morning that the runes testnet is live. And so you're going to get literally a new narrative on Bitcoin for meme coins. So like that doesn't mean ape every single rune. That doesn't mean buy every single thing on Bitcoin. It's slower. It's more expensive. If you don't like gas, don't even think about it, right? But there is a narrative here, and this is something Mando also has been talking about for a really long time, but you were talking mostly BRC20s, right? And you even as late as early as yesterday, you were talking about Ordi and that narrative, how it ran, and it was really like in the East, like a lot of people investing in it in Asia. But this is big. Like,
yeah, this will be huge. Like this is why you own ordinals right now to a large extent, because a lot of them are going to be airdrops. But yeah, I do think people will run up. If there's a liquid token standard on Bitcoin, they're gonna run it up. They are gonna run it up.
Yeah. I would not, like, honestly speaking, like this is one of those where I'm like, yo, please don't sleep on this. Like if you're listening, you're trying to like you're interested in Bitcoin or loans, whatnot, you're not late to this. This is just about to come out. Like with the halving, a lot of runes are gonna get airdropped. I know, for example, pups, like you had to like wait. It's between like March 31st and April 1st. So it's gonna take a while. It's a little complicated, not gonna lie. I don't understand all of it, but it doesn't matter. I don't have to understand it to acknowledge the fact that it's gonna go big, because Ordinals is the big winner on the NFT side this year, this cycle, this run. Bitcoin is obviously the king. We all know this. It's leading the entire charge here with the ETFs, and runes is a massive narrative. Like, it's going to be, I genuinely think, is going to be insane. Like, that big. That's how excited I am about it. But I'm waiting a little bit because I know it's going to take time and playing on Solana. But what Casey Rotomore invented with Ordinals and this whole thing that has been happening now for the last year and a half is absurd. And I definitely wouldn't sleep on that. But on the other side of, and there's a great article, by the way, that we got to out to today. So I just shared it for those of you who want to go read it. But there's a little more about like Bitcoin runes are coming and Xverse wallet getting ready and everything. So shout out to Xverse for that. And so you have everything on there, which is super, super cool. So definitely have a look, everyone, if you're interested in the next narrative and what's going to happen, because this is a real thing. It's not some random thing on some random chain. So there's that. But back on the NFT side, like, I'm very worried about most NFTs, personally speaking, because I don't see why like the average market participant that doesn't have a massive portfolio would hold any NFTs above like a few ETH, because now that that ETH ran to 4,000 plus, when Solana, like I like, for example, like I could see most people saying they have two ETH in the wall in an NFT stock that's like going sideways for years, and then they're like, wait, that's $8,000. Swap it to, I don't know how much SOL that is, call it 50. Plus, and then say, hey, maybe I have a chance of playing at this casino, seeing everybody win. So I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think it may get more and more like grim for like most NFT projects. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like a lot of the ETH NFT projects see another 30-50% like down on the way.
I think it's a slightly cynical view, but at the same time, I think it's also not unrealistic. A lot of people have come here to play a casino, even in the NFT space, and the casino right now is not happening in the NFT space. So you just have to accept, like, whether it's like,
I mean,
yeah, look, it's totally cynical to say that NFTs could keep going lower because they, you know, people can't gamble on them. That is what a lot of people are here to do.
Yeah. I mean, Pudges are down to 10 ETH, you know, they hit 20.
Wow.
50%, you know, and by the way, this is nothing against Pudges. We know Luca is one of the best builders in the NFT space, but it is what it is. Just markets are markets, right? Bored Apes are $13.95, guys. D-Gods. D-Gods is 1.3 ETH. And this is not, by the way, this is not a Frank thing. Like, at this stage, like, the market is deciding to exit most of these positions, right? It didn't help, like, that, like, you have farmers just, like, destroying your floor and, like, dumping on you every time you're trying to buy something. D-Gods are 1.3. Millions are 220. Captains are holding really strong. Love to see that. But there's that meme narrative, right? They have the meme token. So there's that, right? Like, they have that, and they've been doing well.
I think the ones that are holding up best, quite frankly, are the ones with some sort of a token attached to them. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously going to be more airdrops for the Meme Land ecosystem. Absolutely. I was even looking at it today. Like, the only ones higher are things like, and I mean, Milady's kind of seen as a, you know, meme coin devs anyway. So they tend to do well. Yeah. But then it's a bunch of things which have potential upcoming airdrops which are outperforming. That's basically where you're safe is
100%. And for what it's worth, and on the art side, you know, obviously we had Hivemind yesterday. I don't want to talk about it too much, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that front with what they're buying art. So the people who enjoy art, they're buying art. Like, so you're not going to see crazy pumps, but people are accumulating art in the shadows. And then Ovi, I saw another skull sale for
Cool. Oh, was there? Oh, I missed yesterday. That
again. Yeah.
Wow, 100 ETH. Wow.
It sold, dude, yesterday's skull sold for $250,000.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Sam, dude. Shout out to Sam. I see, look at it. I scroll down and I see two skulls on the timeline. We have Casey and Ben Scar. I mean, dude, how cool is that?
That's pretty insane. That's pretty, very impressive. Very impressive given, you know, the state of the ETH, NFT, and art market right now. So
look at this right there. It's in your on your website.
Oh yes, yeah.
Just selling 2 hours, 65 ETH at $4,000. So love to see that. Congratulations, of course, Sam Spratt and everything he's built on that front, and to the Skull of Lucy holders. What do you call them again? The not the cabal.
The council.
The council. Huh? And the council.
Council.
Yeah, shout out to the council, dude. Like, honestly, like, it's super cool to see, and, you know, Ovi. The rich get richer, dude. This man never missed. Study OSF. Study OSF. I'm kidding, but you cooked that when you bought that at Consensus last year. So obviously happy to see this for you. And then on the Solana side, same story. I mean, but Dog was retraced all the way down to 7.4 Solana after going to 12. But with the native token flying, it's only normal that the NFTs are going lower. And Ordinals, well, we already talked about it, but mega narrative around runes, which you usually get for holding certain projects. So nodes, puppets, etc., seem to stick around a certain price on the premise and speculation that we're going to keep getting airdrops. And it's true. Like, I ran the math, like, for one puppet so far, like, I got like $3,000 airdrops. RSIC runs like 4 or 5K at some point. So I find that pretty interesting on that front. So everybody's in the money, which is something you've been saying, Mando. And it's great to see. Anyways,